I am Joe Vandenbush, and this is Stay Awesome Podcast.
Every iOS from the oldest to the newest, I'm going to talk about the iOS and the history of iOS system for the iPhones that came out in 2007. Steve Jobs came out with the newest iPhone, the first iPhone that was introduced to the world. No one knew what this device was going to be. No one knew what this operating system was going to be. No one knew what the world was going to see when Apple has designed this. Well, the first operating system was called OS. It was just an operating system. It was nothing. It run the phone really well. Well, as it took over, it was called the iPhone OS. And finally, the game changer of a new legendary name, the fourth generation of software. When it was shortly two, they renamed it the iOS in 2010. Well, Apple has come up with these brilliant ideas with these softwares. These softwares get updated every year. They fix these softwares sometimes. With these software updates, you gotta go to your settings. You go to general, you hit software. And then you hit what the software will tell you, what features are coming out, and what's going to be fixed on your iPhone, and what's going to make your iPhone run smoother. These are the operating system for the iPhone. Well, in 2008, OS 2 came out, right? In 2008, they decided to bring a feature. They brought a feature. The feature of the iPhone didn't have from the iPhone 1 and OS 1. But with the second OS, it came with an App Store. That was lit. That was awesome. It was cool. But I can't believe that the software system has changed from the first iPhone to the newest iOS system. Well, in 2011, iOS 5 was introduced along with the iPhone 4S. The 4S had a new software update, right? Which saw debut of Siri was built in part of the operating system. Yes, it was. Sadly, it was the last version of the software being released when Apple CEO and founder Steve Jobs was still alive. At the time, Steve Jobs decided to make a new feature of iOS. He wanted to put Siri in it so you can talk to your phone and it can ask you questions. Well, that was one of the newest features that came along with the iOS system. And then the things started changing simply in iOS 11 in 2017. 17, yes. First Touch. It was the first touch and software allowing the first iPhone without a home button on the X. Yes, it was. It was really cool to see the change, the game changer on that with the iPhone and the iOS system. Well, another major shift was the iOS 13 in 2019. It made a remarkable of Apple mobile operating system. Yes, it changed the world. The with the iPhone staying on iOS, but the newest announcement was the iPad OS. That was another game changing with the iOS system. They did that. Thoroughly version. This would continue through to the present day. Thought the version number has stayed in the thinking with the latest one big beginning, iOS 16. iOS 16 has changed the world. We go from the first iOS to the iOS 4, the iOS 5. Well, that has changed the world because iOS 16 has blown mind your phone. It put you a lock screen. It showed you your lock screen. It changed the time, changed the colors, and it came out with really cool features that no one ever seen on an iPhone. Well, now we're going to get up to the newest, latest update that is coming out that Apple has announced. And they announced it today at the Apple event, and it is called iOS 17. They actually announced that over in June, on the iPhone 17. I do have a podcast about that. You guys can go check it out. It's called iOS 17. It will tell you all about the new features and what is coming for the iPhone 17. Well, no, not the iPhone 17. Well, the iOS 17. Flip that, reverse it, because, you know, we're talking about iOS, not the iPhone 17, because there's no iPhone 17. All right. Well, it is the operating system for the iPhone 15. There we go. Now we have it. It's the iPhone 15 has came out. But the update for that will be coming out Monday. And you guys will get it for the iPhone 14, the iPhone 14 Plus, the iPhone 14 Pro, the iPhone 14 Max, and the 13, the 13 Pro, the 13 Max, the 12, the 12 Mini, the 12 Pro, and so on, so on, so on, as that list goes down. If you have the X, you cannot get it. If you have the iPhone XR, you can get it. Second generation iPhone SE can get it, yes, and so on and so on. But the older models cannot get it, like the 6, 6S Plus, all that. Nope. You gotta get these phones for the software update. With the new iOS 17, it's waiting in the final version, which should be arriving Monday, September 18th. Okay, so with that latest update, it's gonna be cool. It's gonna be lit. It's gonna be awesome. You guys know that it changed the game of how we use technology today and how we use the iPhones today. Because back in the original iPhone, future did not have FaceTime. It had a YouTube. It had a calling. It also had texting. But there was not a lot to change on that world. But today, iPhone, you can do a lot. You can do searching the web. iPhone 1 can do that. You can do FaceTime. You can do calling, texting. You can play games. You can watch a movie. You can do a lot of stuff. If you guys want to check out iOS 17, that is on my podcast. You guys can go over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Overcast. You guys go to Audible, Amazon Music. Check that out. They're all in those fabulous sites and apps you guys can check out. On there, those are on my on those sites. All right. So with the newest iPhone, the latest iPhone, here we go. Our iPhone OS 1 was released June 29, 2007. iOS 2 was released July 11, 2008. OS 3 was released June 17, 2009. And then now they're changing the game. iOS 14. June 22nd, 2010. iOS 5, October 12th, 2011. iOS 6 was September 19, 2012. iOS 17 was September 18, 2013. iOS 8 was September 17, 2014. iOS 9, September 16, 2015. September 13, 2016 was iOS 10. iOS 11 was September 19, 2017. iOS 12, September 17, 2008. iPhone or iOS 13 was September 19, 2019. iOS 14 was September 17, 2010. All right, iOS 15 was September 24th, 2021, and then currently the iOS 16 that we're on right now is was released September 12th, 2022, and then this next iOS 17 should be released Monday, September 18th, 2023. Because it is lit, it is cool. These iOS systems have changed the world with these latest versions. Alright, here we go. The current iPhone that gets these versions of iOS was the 14, the 13, the 12, on and so on those iOS 16s. Device, but every year they come out with these devices or these iOS system features are really cool. They expect everything to be lit on it. It is cool. It is what it is. Okay, so to go on, go to settings, go to general, go about, look up the iOS version numbers, as the same as sub. Okay, that's where you can see what version you're on. To install the latest version of iOS, update your iPhone at the latest version of iOS simply. It says go to Settings, General, Software Updates, and you guys can go up there and hit that and get all of the newest features on the iOS systems. All right, I'm Joe Vandenbush. This is Stay Awesome Podcast. It is lit to see the new operating system coming out this Monday, September 18th, 2023. You guys have to have the device that you can update to the new first version. All right, stay awesome, stay cool, and follow me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Audible, Amazon Music. Check me out there. All right, stay awesome, stay lit. You're lit. Have a good one.